Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it could have been, but, like, once again, I'm not going to make a statement that.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to a brand new Metal Injection live cast. Yesterday, Rush Limbaugh finally apologized for calling a birth control activist a prostitute this week. So now I'd like to apologize to all vacuum cleaners for saying they were just blowjobs with handles, even though they totally are. Here's the show.
All right, we started off with a controversial statement from Chuck Landington.
Chuck is a shock jock.
Yeah, Chuck is going blue. Welcome to episode 154 of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Is this the podcast I carry?
Rob here joined by 3D singing Hello. Some Fiddler on the Roof songs. Sid is here as well.
Yep.
As well as the lovely and talented Noah.
Hello. Oh, I'm talented and lovely?
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
You're so kind, Rob.
You're lovely.
You might be noticing...
I'm kidding. You're very
What am
talented.
I talented at? Go ahead.
Lots of things.
Squirting. You might be noticing that the show is a little less gingery.
Or bassy.
Gingery? Is that a verb? That's not a verb.
Let's make it a word, though.
Yes. It's a little less gingery because Sean is not here after being paddled, what was it, Sid, 27 times?
No, I think 28, right?
28 times last week for his birthday.
Really?
It was an intense evening, and Sid, you have the medical update.
Well, yeah, apparently, and this is the reason he's not here. I wasn't sure if we were allowed to talk about this. That's why the plan didn't reflect it, but apparently he gave me clearance to say. One of the paddlings broke the skin, apparently. And then during the week, it got infected. So he's actually under doctor's orders not to leave the house. He's got a bad butt cheek infection thing. So
oh, nice.
We did it. If we've got the Ja Rule song, we could finally. There's a reason to play it because we did it.
You should have given me some.
And anyone, if any of you are Facebook friends with Sean, definitely. Yep, there it is.
Louder.
First time I've ever been happy to hear that. Go on Sean's Facebook if you're Facebook friends with him and wish him well. Tell him you hope that his ass cheek infection gets better. He'll love to hear that you're thinking of
then
him.
Then he's going to think you're talking about his band.
Ass cheek infection.
Listen,
it might be telling him to get better. It might be.
But
yeah, get well, Sean.
I think we should call Sean and let's see how he's doing.
No,
could you ring him up? On the live cast live line, or do you want me to do it?
I just have to look up his phone number.
I have it.
Can you tell me what it is?
Sure, it's 646.
Uh-huh.
No. No, I'll dial through the blog talk here.
Okay.
Just.
Can you please turn Ja Rule off?
No. Didn't he just put out a new album or something? I guess I don't know if he's out of prison.
Maybe it was a best of. Oh no, he did put out a new album. It's probably off. We're not going to.
It's called
even.
Like Love Is Pain or Pain Is Love 2, something
it's
like
an
that.
An R&B album.
It's a sequel. It is. I don't know why albums need sequels, but him and Meatloaf think that albums need sequels for some reason.
Well, that Meatloaf record, Bat Out of Hell 2, worthy.
Back
sequel.
Into Hell.
Yeah.
That was the yeah.
All right, we're dialing.
Big Meatloaf fan.
Just a big meat fan.
Hello, this is Sean.
Sean likes to watch monster cock porn.
I wonder if we're going to get his voicemail.
He probably doesn't recognize the number, so he's not going to pick up.
You're right, because it's not like we say it on the show 50 million times.
Did he die from the ass infection? Is that possible?
Maybe he's on the phone with his doctor.
Nope. Alas.
We've been hung up on.
Can you do that? Wouldn't it just send us to voicemail?
Redial.
Yeah. Let's just keep calling until somebody answers.
We'll just leave it right back. He fucking picks up.
Their show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice
now
messaging
he's
system.
He's sending us directly to voice
8479753
This is unbelievable.
Is not available. At the tone,
just
please record
it. Yeah.
That video is so uncomfortable to watch. Though. Oh,
I have to say,
it's not bad.
What's uncomfortable about it?
They're just, I don't know. Well, first of all, seeing his ass for that long.
Yeah.
Exposed, his fish belly white ass.
I would like to point out, though, that when I was doing the shooting, Sean and Owen were like, oh, there's not enough. You can't really see my ass. You can't see my ass. And
yeah, because the wall behind him is white. You can't see his ass.
No, so in the second half, it's just like all his ass when Noah's paddling him, and I feel like that's so much worse. Like, I would rather not see that than just see his reaction to the pain.
Well, you know what it is? In the second half, he turned around and there's like a black, more dark background, so you could see his shining butt cheeks. His white, brilliant, shining butt cheeks like a pair of brushed teeth.
I have to say, since we're recapping last week's episode, the idea to put a Dorito in Sean's butt, Sid, was absolutely a work of brilliance.
Yes,
it's just a combination of all things livecast.
I don't know how many times I went back and watched just that one scene of Noah paddling the second Dorito smack where it just slowly falls out. Like that is cinema at its finest.
Well, couldn't you just edit together like that on a loop? Instead of having to go back and find the time. And
why? You're right. I'm going to make an animated GIF.
Yeah.
For this
week. Why not?
You should somehow incorporate it into the Metal Injection live cast banner. His ass with a Dorito.
I don't know. Charles Bronson in the chat asks, how many times did Rob pleasure himself to Sean's ass? Sean's ass does not do it for me at all. It is the most disgusting thing yet.
It's the most
ever.
Disgusting thing.
Also, on the Dorito shot, what kind of grossed me out is I think I got a little too close because you could totally see his ginger ass pubes, and that's just too much.
Well, there was some, like, you saw the chip break, and then there was some dingleberry, I thought. There was a little residue that went flying with the chip, I thought.
Oh, no.
You got in there pretty deep.
Wasn't my hand.
Who are we talking about?
Noah.
He was looking at me.
All right. Let's change topics from Sean's ass to another ass. Rush Limbaugh.
We talked
about it at the beginning of the show. For people who are not up on what happened, can somebody recap what exactly Rush Limbaugh said?
Did.
Well, there's the whole, you know, contraception, birth control debate going on because... Yeah, well, let's play that. Let's
you hear
intro.
Some of those?
Yes.
All right.
They were asking for the chat.
Nobody was translating.
That's Rush imitating Chinese people.
Every time it stuns me how long he went on with that, and nobody stepped in.
Was that all one continuous thing, or he?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they spliced together a bunch of different.
I think that was just it. That was like him going into a commercial.
If so,
and I guess he had like 30 seconds to fill or something, and that's how he chose to fill it.
That's fucking awful.
That is the radio profession, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you just throw your hands up in the air and you make Chinese noises.
Yeah, that's true.
But so there was a birth control activist who I think is also a Georgetown University student. This week she testified before Senate or Congress or some committee or something about needing, you know, coverage for birth control. And he's like, basically went on this whole rant about how much sex is she having that she can't afford birth control. What is she, a prostitute? This girl's clearly a slut. If you want the taxpayer to, you know, finance your sex life, then at least the least you could do is put it on the internet so we could all watch.
Does he not know how birth control
works? Clearly
he does
not.
I think he's confusing the morning after pill with birth control.
You don't need more birth control because you have more sex, do you?
No.
Like, it's not like one birth control kills one load of sperm.
He's
not. He's probably just used to having women take the morning after pill.
Here, I have the clip. I think I have the clip.
What does it say about the college co-ed suing Merck who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex. What
this
does
is
that make
video,
her?
By the way, with his bulbous fucking face.
It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex.
This is so ridiculous.
She's having so much sex she can't afford the
contraception. This is such a leap.
You and me and the taxpayers to pay her to
have
sex.
He's probably upset because his hooker stood him up or something.
Well, that's the funny thing about it, because you're joking, but he was caught going to hookers, wasn't he? Like he went
was
to,
he?
Well, he went to the Dominican Republic and came back with like a bunch of, like they caught him on the plane with Viagra or some shit. And like, what? Why is he going to the Dominican? You know, the Dominican is like the number one underage prostitute sex trade country in the world.
There you go. Really, more than the Philippines?
Yes.
Wow.
Dominican is
Thailand?
Like notorious for that shit.
Wow.
But yeah, so that, you know, it's long been speculated that he goes down there to bang 14-year-olds.
Reasonable.
So,
but okay, I know this isn't metal, but what I don't understand the leap from using contraception to being a slut. It's just it's by using birth control, you're gonna have sex with more than one man.
You're gonna have unprotected sex, most likely.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would hope so.
I mean, he's not trying to be logical. I think he's just, you know, it's to bash women.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, it's red meat for the list, for the listener.
Yeah, he's the feminazis. He's been attacking them.
Feminazis.
And I guess some advertisers got upset, and then he had to issue an apology yesterday.
Which, you know, why did he issue an apology? Because he doesn't want to lose money.
But and it was a half-assed apology anyway. If you could find it online somewhere.
But he isn't that being a whore though.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. 100%.
Who's the whore now, bitch?
This man who's got the confidence of his convictions and blah, 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 but then the first sign of somebody pulling a couple dollars, he backs down completely, or more.
After creating a national stir, Rush Limbaugh is apologizing to this woman, Sandra Fluke. He called her a prostitute and a slut, among other insults, after her testimony last week at a Democratic hearing in support of insurance coverage for contraception.
Oh, he didn't mean
it. In his apology today, Limbaugh said he thought it was absolutely absurd that during these very serious political times, we are discussing personal sexual recreational activities.
So that's already not much
members
of an apology.
Of Congress, and went on to wonder where the line will be drawn, saying, quote, will we be debating if taxpayers should pay for new sneakers for all students that are interested in running?
What? That's not a bad idea.
He ended finally by saying, my choice of words was not the best, and in the attempt to be humorous, I created a national stir.
In an attempt to be humorous.
She's a slut. Get it? I wonder if the government will pay for the Negroes running sneakers.
To run from the cops. That's how he would.
What? I was being humorous.
But like, even that apology, it's not an apology. He says for a bad word choice. So the meaning of what he says, he was fine
with.
Just,
I shouldn't have said slut.
Yeah. Skank. Maybe I should have called you a whore.
Good idea. You're hired.
Yeah, thank you.
Just kick me under the console.
What?
I say
prostitute?
Slut. No. Hussy? Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Trollop?
Trollop.
A gutter snipe.
There you go. That's a good one. I like that.
How about whore? Is whore okay?
Rob's now browsing pictures of The Rock on his
Twitter. Is very distracting. I need to turn. I'm closing it. I'm closing it.
Why are you looking at pictures of The Rock? What is he doing?
He's on my Twitter feed.
What is he doing?
Meeting young fans.
Why do you?
The Rock has a busy life, and I like to keep up with it. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
That was fast.
The Rock says I fully support Rush Limbaugh.
He would if he was in heel mode.
No, he's just a Republican, I think,
is
because he's rich. I mean, what? I think it's a good assumption.
Huh. Does he even have the right to vote?
I just saw John Cena in a photo op with Santorum.
No,
oh,
it was Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Well, they're both from Massachusetts.
No, but it was because they were both at the Daytona 500. That's
so what? You were at the Daytona 500 with George Bush. Would you take a photo with him? You have to like the guy.
I think it's different.
Listen, half the country gets offended if you take the photo with him. Half the country doesn't get is happy if you take the photo with him.
So go with the conviction then.
But what if he doesn't have any political?
I'm thinking there's probably a lot more Republican wrestling fans than Democrats. So he's probably playing to his base.
I don't know. I think
it's Occam's razor. You know, the simplest explanation is he just is a Republican and rich. And he's all with the Marines, saluting with the Marines and all this crap.
So you're saying Democrats don't support the troops and all this crap?
Yes. Yeah, no,
Unbelievable.
I'm saying that Democrats actually support the troops and Republicans make a big show out of it doing John Cena crap.
Honestly, I think John Cena just doesn't want to offend anyone, so he's going to be
John
happy
Cena
to post for whatever picture.
Centrist,
that's true. Well, that's, I don't know about centrist. I think he's the ultimate ass kisser.
Yeah.
And you make a good point on that.
Yeah.
I just want to shit on John Cena.
And honestly, I think Romney wasn't a terrible governor of Massachusetts. Because
he was a liberal.
Yeah, exactly. So if Cena only knows him from when he was the governor of his state, then he's probably like, oh yeah, this guy's not bad. He gave us, you know, health care and shit. So it was good.
All right, you've made your case.
So Cena probably does not. We've thought it through a lot more than he did.
Right.
They were probably just like, here's this guy for in a suit. You want to snap a picture?
Okay.
You're running for president? What?
I fully support John Cena. John Cena is not a slut. Not a slut.
Also, didn't Kid Rock come out in support of Mitt Romney like this last week?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Listen, Kid Rock and Cena are probably buddies.
Didn't Dave Mustaine endorse
He never said endorse.
It's the rock and roll battle of the bands for the Republican nomination.
Kid Rock versus
Megadeth.
That's funny.
I support Ron Paul, but I don't endorse him.
No. Well, Kane, the wrestler Kane, supports Ron Paul. We know that.
But
so we've got him.
Ron Paul's too short. He's not manly enough. He doesn't hunt.
Anyway.
While we're on this topic of wrestling, Sid sent me this link of a man accused of assaulting three people, and when news reporters caught up with him, he cut a Hulk Hogan promo.
When our Courtney Brennan tried to talk to the man accused of assaulting three people, including his own mother, with a mantle clock.
With a mantle clock.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene. Hulk Hogan's here, brother.
And that was Seth O'Donnell after his hearing today.
Just so you know, because this is a radio show, that's as the guy's being let out
with
in cuffs.
The perp walk.
Yeah, they're leading him out in cuffs out of the courthouse.
And that's what he said.
And he's like, oh, you know,
so you know what,
brother.
His prison jumpsuit is yellow, so it might have just been, it might have put him in the frame of mind.
You know something mean, Gene. Welcome here, brother.
Yeah, that was Seth.
And the great thing is there's another inmate in front of him who, like, can barely contain his laughter. Like this fucking crazy white kid.
Referencing Hulk Hogan, he faces assault charges after an alleged attack at a home in North Huntington last week. Well, today in court, we also got a look at the bruises on the alleged victim. Here you can see one man has a black eye.
I was telling Rob, like, imagine if he was just a kid that really loved Hulk Hogan. And he spent like 20 years plotting this out. Like, so he just assaulted someone
just so he could get on TV.
So he could pretend he was Hulk Hogan, like talking to Mean Gene one
There's
day.
There's like 30 undiscovered corpses. So it's like, why can't they catch me? These people. I just want to get the perp walk.
He's like, this is the one way I can get someone to put a microphone in my face.
Maybe if I beat some people up with a clock, it'll be worth some TV coverage.
I'm going to hit you with this clock for America, dude.
Do you think Hulk Hogan was happy when he got the Google alert that somebody said his name?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm staying in the public eye, dude.
It's like I'm in the news.
Yeah, brother. For something that's not about my wife, dude.
Yeah. Well, at least he hit her in the head with a clock.
Oh.
Maybe I could take some pointers from his kid, dude. Seems like a good guy, brother.
He's got more public awareness now than Hogan does.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Whenever Hogan needs a little more public awareness, he tells the story of how he could have been the bassist of Metallica.
Oh, God, yeah, that's right.
Which is just the most ridiculous story ever. When Cliff Burton died,
you saw him playing guitar in the I Am a Real American video. He knows his shit.
Yeah.
That wasn't faked.
Remember when he was on stage at the Slammies, like playing a fake clarinet or some shit?
Oh my goodness!
Oh no, yeah, he was faking the guitar.
And also his button-down shirt had the sleeves cut off.
Yeah,
to show off his
24-inch. Because no shirt will fit me, brother.
24-inch biceps. What do you think the if Hogan really did audition to be in Metallica, like what would that interview like? Can you imagine how that would be the weirdest interview process?
They would be scared to death to tell him no.
Yeah,
Your but, body slammed through the fucking console.
I don't know any of the songs, dude. I'm just here to hang with you guys, brother.
Ooh, what's your experience?
Yeah! Last guy died in a bus. Ooh!
Do you want to go in the bathroom and do some cocaine so I can watch you?
Obviously. Steroids. He'd follow him into the bathroom to see him inject steroids. He'd need a spotter anyway to do the injection properly, so Lars could. It would have been perfect. Maybe that was the problem. Lars didn't spend enough time in the studio because he was in the bathroom with Hogan the whole time watching him do steroids.
There it is.
Like, we need a different bassist. It's too much of a distraction.
Okay, while we're on the topic of wrestling, I think we should play some of this The Warrior Show, which is, this somehow sort of involves metal. Now we're getting back into it. The Ultimate Warrior has this new show.
Well, he doesn't really have it.
It's not a show. It's just a web series.
It's not on anywhere.
It's just on YouTube. Yeah. where the people who run Sumerian Records also have a management company, and they manage the Ultimate Warrior,
right?
Which is ridiculous because they also happen to be wrestling fans. And they had this brilliant idea to do a show where Warrior, like, kidnaps these bands. And
kidnap them
or whatever.
They volunteer.
Yeah, they're
like
volunteer.
He berates them for the whole show.
Yeah, but it's the most pointless fucking thing in the world. Like, what? Who wins in this? Like, everyone just looks like a moron. Right. The first full length episode premiered, and it's with Asking Alexandria, mm-hmm. who are like, I don't know. Terrible.
Mm, yeah. Well, you want to describe what they sound like? It's sort of.
What do you think a band named Asking Alexandria sounds like? That's probably what they sound
right.
like.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
They're from. Well, actually, there's like, if we just start watching this, they have a little.
They play their music.
Yeah. First, it starts with the warrior.
Starts with this 50-year-old Altecaja warrior. Painting his face.
Not my success in the business. We're not the fame. The
celebrity. The celebrity.
What was priceless were the incredible life lessons.
You show this fucking 90-year-old warrior fucking signing autographs.
Creative people, today's generation.
Public domain music.
To make a masterpiece of their own life is what interests me today. Using my unique, one-of-a-kind intensity and passion for
but
life.
They just showed a shot of Warrior in boot camp, and his sweatpants were so far up his belly button. They were practically at his pecs.
Mind, body.
We cannot spend all that money on the music, brother. The music must be cheap. The message is what's important. Public domain music.
This is at the end, man.
I like all the new impressions that we're getting out of Darren today.
Were they actually on the Billboard chart? I just saw a shot of that. I never heard of them before Warrior had them on his show. So I guess it did them some good. I would have never heard of them without the Warrior.
You're totally their demo.
Yeah.
They also have a bit of an alcohol problem. So they show up to this taping, which is ridiculous because they know they're going to be working out, and they show up with, like,
wine bottles.
And they're drinking.
And
it's like,
sure, someone told them to.
Yeah, no, it's obviously all set up because, like, who would do that?
Ben, nice to meet you.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
What's your name?
The beginning part, because Rob missed this, and I was, like, watching it and bored out of my mind, and then he's like, just stay with it. And then, like, 5 minutes into it, like, it's from 5 minutes in to the end, it's just Warrior.
Yelling
at the top of his lungs in people's faces. It's the funniest thing ever.
Let me ask a question. Now, let's for a second presume that this is all legit and the band
is
completely
not.
Ambushed by the label. Now, if you're a band on this label and they ambush you with the Ultimate Warrior, do you, one, say, what the fuck? This label sucks. Why would they do that to us? Or do you say, two, this is the best fucking record label ever. They just randomly had the Ultimate Warrior show up in our rehearsal space. This is great.
Until like, they start making you run around with chains on you.
Yeah, until you're fucking doing a thousand squats or whatever.
You can't do a thousand squats. What are you? Let me see your bad pussy.
We have to get to the yelling. So first he tries to get to know them.
start that way.
Yeah, just hit it hard.
I will burn in your brain like the fire from a thousand midnight suns.
This is where you still being nice to them.
I only just started talking to mine again.
They're British?
Yeah, hello?
This is the other thing. They show up to a gym and the guy shows up in snakeskin boots to work out.
I didn't know he was going to be with me.
And it's so touching because he's like, oh, I ate my parents and I just reconnected with them now that I'm a billionaire.
What's your goal with the band? What's your goal in life? What do you want to do with this band?
Well, thousands.
I mean,
look,
when I think about my career and what I did as Ultimate Warrior and how I created the character, I was always.
Do these British guys even know who the fuck? Like, does he have to be like, no, I'm friends with William Regal?
He asks them if they know who he is, and they're like, we just know someone told us.
You're an artist, and this is your life. This is going to be your fucking life.
Ultimate Warrior. Never heard of you.
The British Bulldog is dead, Noah.
I don't write music.
It sounds like Elijah
from the dead.
Do
a new zombie show.
Let me ask you about that. The music. What is heavy metal?
Oh, this is good.
It's just another name for rock and roll. Which to me is a lifestyle, passion.
I said, what is heavy metal?
Then he throws a barbell at the dude's face like, that's heavy metal, motherfucker!
What about yourself that you don't like? Changes that have happened to you that you don't
like? Well, who cares? Like, what is the point of this?
Listen, they've got a half hour to fill. Leave them alone.
Every wrong turn that's coming on the road has made us what we are now. And if we hadn't have made those decisions, we might not be sat here.
Listen
we're
to
not
this music.
Band. We're not a happy band.
Hey, listen to how many times there's like a symbol, like a
inspirational, but in a don't do it.
What are the Chinas?
That's
no,
the
puppy.
Like being fucked up all the time, or fucked up most of the time, or getting fucked up. Do you like how you feel the next day and stuff?
I don't often feel too bad.
He's getting warmed up. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Hangovers are horrible, and come downs are terrible. But I enjoy it.
Do you guys do any exercise at all?
Oh,
oh, really?
There it is again.
That's exercise.
What happened?
That's the music.
That's the terrible editing in this show.
I don't have to go on any stage. I've been on stages. I don't have to prove anything to anybody anymore. Do you think your body or your health, how you're...
Do any of them...
That was Ricky Steamboat doing the sound effect by myself. Hulk Hogan.
That'd be amazing. I mean, in the middle of this somehow, he was like, he forgot the band. He was like, Hulk Hogan, do squat.
Do you like being fucked up and how you feel the next day, Hulk Hogan?
Do they at any point bring up the steroids thing?
No.
You do shit too, buddy. Look at you.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost you in your music careers as artists.
No matter how much liquor we drink, our testicles are still normal.
I don't believe that. I think it will keep.
My balls are the size of Eminem's.
We're just being ourselves, and we're writing and playing rock and roll music.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better than him. Can I just point out?
Yeah, exactly. He's not even a thousandaire.
Based on what I know from seeing people around me that I've known in my life drop like fucking flies and are 6 foot underground now. Well, if you continue down that path, it's just abusing your body and stuff. Creative doesn't lend itself to fucking being healthy and fit.
Okay, I should...
When does he
start yelling? Here it comes.
We're going to do some exercise.
Here we go.
You going to run in those fucking cowboy boots, John Wayne?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, the dubstep.
Wait, I was going to say, is that them again?
I want to see those fucking physiques,
is that their song?
He makes some side wavers.
Paralyze you, kill you.
I'm a big tough guy, but I need you to sign this waiver. So
by the way, they just showed him, like, he just got up to walk over to the waivers area, and he couldn't even walk. He's waddling.
Yeah, he looks winded right now. He's blown up.
5 minutes into his own show.
He took a segue.
I'm gonna throw you in a ditch.
I love this, like hyper MTV montage of them signing contracts.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah. So I'm saying, I really have to
sign this waiver.
I'll
go again.
Nice body, Danny.
God bless Baca.
They're all changing into warrior gear.
I feel like I'm a school dude. I'm ready.
So you were, and Rob was saying to me how they like they had to definitely had to agree to this.
Yeah.
Which of course they had to agree to it, but I feel like they could have been goaded into it.
Yeah.
Know? Like because if the guy comes up to him and says, "Look, this is, you know, this is four suckers, my client."
Vic, you know what I think it is. Knowing the people behind this, I'm sure they had an idea of what it was.
Uh huh.
But they didn't know exactly what they were. They didn't know they were right. going to be in chains and everything like that, you know? So there was an element of surprise, but it's so fake because right now, like, just as he's like, all right, let's get to work, the lead singer's like, I'm going to go out and have a cigarette, okay? Yeah. I'm going to go out and have a cigarette.
I'm going to go out and smoke me fag.
No, to be honest, I mean, British musicians are sort of fucked up, like Amy Winehouse, Pete Doherty. I mean, yeah.
They need the warrior, you're saying.
Yeah, I
think a good show would have been if they didn't tell them anything about the warrior. Just fucking lock them in a room with
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it's like some random dude shows up. Like, who the fuck is this
and
guy?
Don't bring a camera crew. Just lock them in and put like hidden cameras and watch him just freak the fuck out.
Yeah. And if somebody dies, whatever.
Yeah
it's so, fine.
If they kill the warrior, honestly. It's
good television.
Don't tell the warrior. Right,
this is where it gets good. So
like a Chuck Palahniuk novel.
Let's get this going.
Yeah, someone pointed out, by the way, that Ultimate Warrior changed his name. There's a part at the end of this where they go, hey, dude, what's your real name? And he's like, my real name's Warrior. I changed it 5 years ago.
So I can hit me. He's an intimidating kind of guy.
You know, you guys like to get a buzz with the pod or the coke? Get into
with the
exercise
pod.
Where you
I don't
the
do
heart
the
rate
pod.
Up.
Here, this is where
he
starts.
It's called the runner's high. You guys have experienced that. You probably get that, you know, when you go on stage and you do your fucking gig.
I feel like I'm his target.
So this
yeah.
is the singer outside smoking a cigarette while he's giving these motivational speeches.
Like when you guys are hungry and you stop at a fucking place and you eat the junk food, what happens after you eat it? You feel like shit and you get tired.
All of this.
You take a nap in the back of the bus. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Food is a drug. When you're young and that happens to you when you eat that bad food and it affects you that way, it rises your insulin level.
He's talking about junk food to a guy who looks like he weighs about 93 pounds. Is that really the issue?
They don't eat at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they spend all their money on drugs, Warrior. Aren't you listening?
I cut it off earlier in the week.
He cut his finger at the singer.
Oh, they played a sweet music.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, is that,
the sweet public domain music.
Scary. I've got nine more.
I think Warrior just has like one rap that he says to people.
All right, guys,
he
line
doesn't
up.
Adjust,
we're
going to
get
you know?
Started.
Yeah.
You eat how much fast food. And I listen to you guys and what your ideas are and what you're thinking about as a band and
sure,
where you're at in your careers. I'm not in total disagreement with that stuff. You got to do things differently than every fucking body else is doing them. Because if you don't, then you're not going to be fucking different. You're not going to succeed in the huge way that you want to. But what you have to do... You got three things to work with to make it happen. You got your body,
your
you got
balls.
Your mind, and you got your soul. And your creativity as artists comes from your soul, not in your heart. Your heart is a fucking organ inside your body.
Fuck your heart.
Inside your soul, you got to believe that you can fucking achieve the goals and dreams that you have, or you will fucking fail. And if you don't believe that 24 hours a day,
what is he
it's
talking
not
about?
Going to fucking happen.
I don't know.
You gotta have the fucking stamina.
Stamina.
And as long as you keep abusing your body with alcohol and drugs and no exercise, you're gonna develop weaknesses.
Couldn't CM Punk
be
doing
it.
This? He's all he's already straight edge.
What about by the time you get there using your strategy?
That
you engage
CM Punk has something better to do.
Lifestyle. On the edge of self-destruction.
Ugh.
Because
right.
you think it adds
Let's
to your
warrior overload.
That's what I fucking know. You know what gets me?
So
heavy
is it
metal.
Like one episode or is there
there's
more?
There's more. There's different bands he fucks
just
with every week.
Talking about heavy metal. Roll.
Really? I didn't see the other. What are the other bands?
This is the first one they've released the full.
What are the other bands
Maybe
that are...
Maybe you are the chosen one, Danny. Maybe you fucking are.
We should ask
You've
if we can be on it.
Family first, right?
Oh,
family
my
first.
God. We got to get Rob on this show.
Yeah.
I would die. He would kill you, I think.
Tradition.
Well, I don't know. You're like in the same, not in any worse shape than these fucking guys.
You know what? You know what the tragedy is? That this series didn't start before Seth Putnam died.
Oh, no,
could you imagine?
You think it's funny to be racist and go do heroin and crack?
Just pull out a needle and stab old Warrior in the neck, inject him with fucking heroin, and it'd be over. Like, oh, I see your point, brother. That'd be the end of it. But like
this
Guar,
shit is good.
Could he do Guar like in full costume? Like him and Odorous?
Yeah, like Odorous would take any shit from Warrior.
You think it's funny to do pot? To do the pot?
It would be a
Robbie?
More, it would be a more fair fight than him against five Harry Potters like
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Haters wrong. But if you want to, if you really want to, inside your soul.
Maybe he just keeps yelling at them because they really want him to be on. He really wants them to invite him to their next album.
He wants to go backstage.
Someone just said in the chat that this show is going to replace Silent Library on MTV.
It should. At least it involves relevant music to the kids.
I think Silent Library would get higher ratings.
Get in front of them now!
They're running like he's berating them while they're running, but he can barely walk to keep up with them. With the guys,
wait, come back here! I cannot touch you.
Is this
just
like
a horse?
Yeah, this is a unicorn.
You want to be a fucking monster?
Is this just like his audition to be like a teacher on the next Tough Enough
fucking
season?
Thing. Ah, see, I can do this. Stage. I saw that fucking belly. Please.
I mean, honestly, if they give
Hugh
like Morris or
look like the fucking images I put on those t-shirts. Be something on the sled and prowler. Leave the chains on.
And then their music in the background.
Is it only going to be Sumerian bands? On?
Bands that like they know, they like represent.
Well, go rewind that song they just. Is the fucking Go-Go's?
About time.
The Go-Go's are awesome.
I know,
you
but they're
life,
like metal though. Supposedly.
The bigger and better than you will fucking be as an artist. Now, run down and back with this fucking chain on your neck. Now, go. Don't stop till you get down there and don't stop till you get back. Camera crew, get up there.
Camera crew, he's bossing them around, too.
Looks like the fucking images I put on those t-shirts. Be something.
Man, it's your
t-shirt.
Sliding
power.
Yeah.
Leave the chains on.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Go fine with it.
All the way. Like their
best
song.
Take another fucking chain. Take a chain. Let's go.
This is really just all a cover for him to sell chains. He's got a new chain business. It's an infomercial. Official Ultimate Warrior chain.
I stole this chain from Hercules Hernandez.
It comes with a free shticky. Have you seen that infomercial?
The shticky with Vince, what's his name?
Whatever, like the ShamWow guy.
Up and down with the fucking chain now. All the way up and down.
They're like Oompa Loompas now.
All the way. Loompa to the ground.
Very good.
Go.
You rarely sing on this show.
That vocal I could pull off.
100! He screams it to the sky.
Give me 100,000! Million!
We need to get him to call into the show to promote like the next one of these that they put out.
Oh my God.
Can you make that happen somehow?
I wish.
This is a metal show.
So what happens to them in the end? Like, do they become
they shake
more
hands
in shape?
No, this is it. They go to face them, do a bunch of sprints and stuff, and then we learn something today.
So is it like over like the course of one night or
yeah,
is it over the course
it's
of
one night?
What?
It's like 2 hours.
The
on your
ever
way. Yeah, thank you, Noah. My thesis has been proven correct.
If I was directing this show, I would just have, like, CGI them all with 8-packs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, go back. Get the promo. Hold on.
Hold on.
Let's go. Danny, all the way up and down. This guy in the back is going to be the leader.
Yeah.
Fuck Danny and Ben. Guy in the back. What's his name? I forgot. Sam. He's going to be the fucking mastermind. He's going to rule the world.
Oh, God. He had to force one of those in.
Oh, man. Everybody's getting fucking hot for you now.
He's so hyped up on his own bullshit at this point. And everyone's like watching him and like into it.
100. All the way. fill in your ass so you can get ready for the fucking that you're gonna get when you're not prepared.
It's burning.
Fill it in your ass. Go, guys. Go, James. Fill it. Feel the power of the warrior.
That's what happens in session two. He comes and fucks them all in the ass.
Feel my cock, my warrior cock in your
In episode two, they hire him to drive their tour bus because he needs more work.
No condom, no lube, just a warrior. Warrior penis in your ass. Bend over asking Alexandria, take my warrior penis in your asshole. Your corn, dirty brown corn. Oh, yeah.
Coco
again.
Oh dear.
I am your warrior daddy. Accept my big warrior sausage in your butt cheeks. This is what I did to Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6. I fucked him in his real American matrix. You will feel the little warriors going into your anus. You may feel nauseous. You may feel sick as I'm penetrating your sphincter. But a real man would not desist. A real man would accept the full length of the warrior. All the way to the balls.
It's only 4 inches. It's not that
of the world. Give me 100 butt push-ups on my cock. Squats on the cock of the warrior. What's that, Sean? I don't care if you've been paddled. You are gonna get fucked.
I will by give you the a warrior. I'll give you a paddling. You won't feel like it.
Sean needs to get on this for sure. The warrior needs to be Sean.
We needed him last week.
The warrior doesn't like gingers.
Rob, you know people at Sumerian. Why don't we just sign Sean up? We won't tell him. He'll just show up.
He'll show up to the studio. Yeah.
But he actually has to show up to the studio for that to happen.
It's probably around his house in Midtown somewhere.
Yeah.
Gingerism results from an iron deficiency from all the food that you eat from McDonald's and Burger King and Five Guys. That's not natural.
Five Guys is all natural. What are you talking about?
Natural people do not have red pubes. That is a disgusting mutation of genetic code. The warrior does not think you should eat that burger, Sean. Give the warrior your burger. Modern science has shown that people with red hair are missing 47 chromosomes in each DNA cell. Hello, Noah. Do you want some of the little warrior? Noah will feel the power of the world as the warrior enters her vagina and makes her squirt all over Hulk Hogan! By the midnight power of 1,000 suns and the universe and the solar system, your squirting will produce a tidal wave of tsunami epic proportions that will carry all my warriors across the seas to another continent and plane of existence. Hulk Hogan. And no, Noah Hogan, the warrior does not do anal. Noah Hogan, you will pay.
What if the warriors is in the water for some reason? I don't know what happened.
Oh.
Sounded like Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thor underwater.
All right, I have a headache from doing this one.
My lungs almost collapsed.
Yeah. Your headache is a result of a nutritional deficiency from eating Chinese food. You're lacking in vitamin D because of all the pot.
Whew. All right, let's just play that last clip where he asks him what his real name is.
You go on, you make the right choices, and you do the right
thing. This is the you guys did it, like the resolution.
You did it. You spent 4 hours doing exercises. Now you're different people.
Still chained? You're still chained?
Yeah.
Job, still chained. They isn't taking chains off.
Those horses?
You take the chains off.
Oh, they took the chains off. Never mind.
All right.
Here we go.
So symbolic.
Those chains have been surgically implanted into your neck. You will wear that for all eternity.
There you go.
Chain sound. They played their Stad single now. Is that what
they're? Yeah, their ballad.
Life is here to stay alive.
Oh, he's throwing it.
Barely. I think that, again, stage.
He just watched the rough cut of this show.
Chalked up one mozzarella stick.
My real name is Warrior. It has been for 20 years. That's it. Just the one name.
That's how he ends every show. It's going to be his catchphrase.
He's credited in the end credits as Warrior.
They're gonna. Every band is going to be like, no, wait, for real. What's your fucking real name, asshole? He's
my real name is Warrior.
All right.
Unreal.
We need a break. Let's take a little music break. Today's music break is provided by Sydney.
Yes. It's true.
I'm excited.
Sid, you picked all the music.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior, can you segue us into the music break? Here's the first band.
The first band is Supergrass. Hulk Hogan.
Stop! vision. Love is the dream.
Announcer Chuck Landington. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought we were done. Just when you thought it was safe. Man, there's a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
Well, so I almost said serious XM Liquid. I'm like, wait, that's the other job.
Hey, can we throw us back to the show with your serious idea?
No. Welcome back to the live cast. It's Rob. We just concluded Sid's music break of all British bands that he hoped all of you listeners would hate.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners in the chat did, and a lot of listeners liked it.
But why do you want people to hate your music? I don't understand.
Because I hate theirs. I just want the feeling to be mutual.
So,
wouldn't you want to make them like what you like? So
then, but then it might make me think, well, if they like what they like plus what I like, then maybe what I like isn't so good.
So let's just
the whole reason we like the music we like. We want to be outsiders. We want to be different.
Oh, that's you.
So if it's accepted by these people, then it's no longer different.
Let's just go through the songs we played.
So wait, listeners, just keep this in mind. If you want to piss me off, just praise me and say positive things.
There you go.
Oh, exclusively.
Supergrass opened up the playlist with Za, then Coxbar with Runnin' Riot, a live version of that, Elastica with Blue, Subhumans with Subvert City, Guns and Wankers with Razor Glass, The Smiths.
Ugh. Yep.
When I started something I couldn't
What's
finish.
What's wrong with The Smiths?
Ugh.
Not as butch as Chromeo?
Thank you.
The problem?
Yes. The Buzzcocks, Everybody's Happy Nowadays, wrapped it all up.
Yep.
And while this was happening, people in the chat were saying that Rob should make a late 90s nu metal playlist to
I
play.
Think that's a great idea.
And I'm definitely going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick a bunch of songs that I listened to that I liked back then. We were talking about it in the chat, lots of shout-outs, but definitely Korn, definitely Limp Bizkit. Power Man 5000.
Oh, my God.
Can I do...
Mudvayne... Godsmack, Orgy.
Dope.
This is going to be awful. Dope, Stained, Static X.
Taproot.
Then there were some other ones in the chat, yeah, that I'm not even going to tell, like Spine Shank, Cold Chamber, Taproot, Moto Grader.
El Nino.
El Nino. El Nino did a Head PE had a catchy song, cool. I remember.
Creed.
And Crazy Town. Creed, I hate. I always hated Creed.
I don't believe
what
it.
Was the band with Cher's... Oh, Dadsy! Here we go.
Oh, God.
The Key to Gramercy Park.
I got the key to Gramercy Park.
This is so bad.
I remember they opened for fucking Korn. And, like, it was just ridiculous.
In what way
this
was it ridiculous?
Is brutal.
It was just terrible.
But so was Korn, so...
Terribler than Korn.
Nah,
too electronic, you know what it, like, they're too trying to be, like, dancing.
Isn't Korn also?
Looking for the fight, thoughts on the left, the actions on the right. As you know, the end
this is uncomfortable.
This is the spawn of Cher and one of the Allman Brothers.
Oh. So honestly, like, should we have had high expectations for that combination?
Wait, this is the hook. Wait, the hook.
Before
After Green Day. Before. Way before.
Wow.
When did that come out? 06, right? American Idiot.
Yeah, this was like 99
wow.
or 01 maybe. Anyway.
Anyway.
Marilyn Manson.
Did you just say that?
Oh,
he's the,
yeah, I should definitely play Marilyn.
Yeah.
Did you just say that he's the spawn of Cher and the Allman Brothers? All the Allman Brothers?
One of the.
Oh, I thought
brothers.
You said.
I think
the
dead one, right?
It's Greg Allman.
Yeah, Greg Allman.
But
yeah,
I thought you were saying that the whole band just raped Cher.
I don't think it would have been rape. I think she would have been completely willing.
Gangbanged her.
Skunk Baxter up in there taking the back. Nobody wants to fuck him facing him.
What is the Taproot song that was like their big hit?
Is there one? Never.
I think they're still waiting for that.
Do they sing that Pins and Needles song?
Maybe someone in the chat can help us out. What a poem.
Calling all Taproot
or
fans.
Or Smile.
Someone just said when I do a hip-hop playlist, I should play Coolio.
Oh,
did you say you wanted to do a hip-hop playlist?
No, I wanted to do a playlist and there would be some hip-hop on it. Not a whole...
Here's a request.
Isn't this a Nirvana riff?
Yeah.
What about Papa Roach? Does Papa Roach count as something you could put on your playlist?
Yeah, I would totally put Papa Roach on my playlist.
Darren, could I request that you do a playlist 1 week that's just like your top 10 or top 5 favorite Weird Al songs?
I would do that, but I don't think the fans would. You want to piss them off.
No, I think that why not? We're a comedy podcast. It's a comedy singer.
I love Weird Al.
Oh, we actually have an
overkill. Like, it's like one artist doing the whole...
But they're so varied because it's just whatever song he's parodying.
Yeah,
so it's sort of like it's different artists.
Maybe. I'll consider it.
I like that.
But no Coolio, that's for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't even know.
Amish Paradise?
That
sort of Coolio, but not Coolio?
Coolio.
We have a bunch of callers. We should
look,
probably get to them.
By the way, they're cheering for Weird Al playing.
Who do we have? 812, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who is this and where are you from?
This is Niazi.
Oh, what's up, Niazi?
How you doing?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in the States now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just to remind our listeners, where did you live before? And can you lower your speakers?
Okay. I will lower it. I'm Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. So how did you get into the States?
I swim. By plane.
You swam by plane?
Yeah. No, I just jumped by plane.
Where in the States are you?
Indiana.
Oh, why Indiana of all places?
Are you going to school?
Yeah, because I have to take English classes first.
In Indiana only?
Yeah, I'm going to study here.
I see.
What are you going to study?
Networking.
Wait, what are you studying?
Networking.
Metro?
CCN.
Networking.
I thought you said MetroCard.
That's cool. Well, what's up? Why are you calling in? Just saying hello?
What's
Hi.
Your favorite new metal band?
Yeah, I'm just saying hello.
Taproot.
Did you ever... to new metal? Anything that you like?
I don't know any new band, but I like the...
No. Not new heavy metal. New metal. N-U umlaut.
I don't listen to new metal.
Not even the Union Underground?
No.
You don't like the Union Underground?
I don't like it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Like this? Oh, it's coming.
No, I don't like it.
Me neither. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You have to wait for like the breakdown. Hold on.
You
here
any, like Prodigy maybe? You for some Prodigy?
I don't like new metal.
Prodigy is a new metal.
I'm being polite. I don't say I hate it.
We have some new metal here. Can I play for you?
Sure.
No, please.
That's Morbid Angel. That's Morbid Angel.
Well, it sounds like new metal to me.
Well,
like dubstep plus new metal.
I'm trying to think of more.
I'm actually excited for the new Jeff for a Cowboy.
Yeah, that sounds really good, actually. Totally. I'm with
what
you
do you know about Cowboys?
The Jeff for a Cowboy, not Cowboys.
Well, still, you got to know about Cowboys to give a cowboy a job.
Wait,
it's just a name. Come on.
Is it just a name? Would you say that to his face, that it was just a name?
Yeah.
Make a cowboy cry.
So what?
Oh. You are
fucking... They say themselves that it's just a name. Just a random name.
Rob, can you back this up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
Rob. They said that to Rob.
Yeah. It's true. I asked them what their name is, and they said...
You.
This, we have a sample of the upcoming Job for a Cowboy album. It's right here. Why you
home? Yeah. Lots of smell, yo, dear.
Cowboy's working late.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a bunch of more callers, so we're going to have to let you go. But thank you for calling in, and good luck in Indiana.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
I want to stand on the line. I want to listen.
What's that?
I want to listen.
Oh, okay, we won't hang up on you. Let me ask you...
Really?
Oh, he's gone already. All right,
okay.
Let's take a... Sorry. I didn't pick up on that. All right, let's take another caller. It's a private number. If you're on the line, say
hello.
Hello.
This is Luke.
Oh, what's up, Luke, in Australia? How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, it's going good, thanks.
Luke, are you a fan of Head PE?
No.
Luke, how do you feel you could follow up that great call by neo-Nazi that we just had? Jesus, turn that shit down. That's never mind. Don't worry.
No, that's not never mind. It's head pee.
What Midwestern state are you in right now where you're learning to speak English?
Oh, Western Australia, I guess. It's more Tasmania that they can't speak English.
Why is it so windy where you are right now?
To be out back.
Yeah, I'm riding a kangaroo.
I meant the Outback. Do they have Outback Steakhouse in Australia?
Yeah,
it's
they?
Just called Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It's
not Outback Jack. No, but in all seriousness, do they have that there, though? Or is that like for us idiot Americans?
No.
Okay.
No, that's just my backyard.
So what's up? Why are you calling it, Luke?
Well, I'd like to say that I thought Sid's playlist was amazing, and I think he's a very nice man.
Thank you.
There you go.
See, that makes me angry.
He must want something.
Yeah. He said that it pisses him off.
Oh,
yeah,
for psychology.
You should scowl on Sid's face right now.
I'm steaming. I'm steaming. That might just be the farts.
But you're not a very nice man.
It's true.
I love you like a brother.
But I'm a dick.
You're not nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as a dick. You're very mean to people.
It takes pleasure in it.
I love it. I think it's great.
Thank you.
All right, Luke, we have another caller, so we're going to get to them. Yes, that's all right.
One.
Ah, there you go.
There. Goodbye.
Oh, come on.
You just said one.
I know, but you don't give me any fucking time to...
Pay attention, Darren.
Because you were in mid-sentence. I have to be on top of the other sound effect.
All right, 773, you're on air with Metal Injection Livecast. Anywhere you're from.
Listening to
773.
You're watching TV and calling us.
Listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Hello, we hear you. We hear you mouth breathing.
I don't like women who have sex.
Don't make me play Head PE again.
Well, I think
stop
he's eating something.
Say hello.
Stop eating your potato chips and say something.
What does Head PE mean? What's the genesis of that name?
PE stands for Planet Earth.
Head?
How do you know that?
I know that too for some reason.
Not like
what
gym,
do you mean? Why do I? Because I was into this music.
Yeah, he's at least being honest about what he used to like, Noah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you were at the Head PE show with me.
No, I never saw Head PE.
Okay, I never saw the Head PE.
She was giving Head in PE.
Yeah, but I wasn't watching the band.
What music did you listen to before you became a metalhead, Noah?
Classic rock, like AC/DC.
Really? How old were you at that point?
I was... This is distracting me. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I forgot what the question was.
How old were you when you were listening to like?
Oh, actually, I got my first Guns N' Roses album was Use Your Illusion 2, and I think I was in junior high school.
That's not too bad.
It was a cassette tape, so I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I was waiting to hear how young you were when that album came out. I was about to be pissed off because I was working at my first job when that came out.
Well, just because she got it when she was in junior high school doesn't mean she got it right when it
came
out.
Yeah, I didn't get it right when it came out.
Right, but that's it. Like, then, in other words, she could have been even younger.
I was, You'd be 13?
Uh-huh. All right. I was 17.
That's when did that album come out?
1991.
Okay. So how old were you in 91?
Oh, you were 9.
No, I wasn't. How old was I in 91?
Use Your Illusion was 91, for sure.
December. I didn't get it in 91. I got it probably like the year after.
Okay.
Not bad.
So you were a youngin.
Yeah.
So we lost that guy?
He's gone.
Thank goodness.
I was hoping there was some more chewing. We can identify the food in his mouth.
Should we try Sean again?
Yeah.
Should we?
We should have got him on during the break. Because now it's like roulette. We got to see if he fucking picks the
phone. It's more exciting this way.
Gives us something to live for.
That isn't that 847 number his?
Okay.
So just dial it.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it from your computer.
Okay, I'll do it from my computer. Done and done. It's happening.
Hold on. Maybe I can
do it. No, it's happening.
We're going to call him on two lines?
Yeah, let's both call.
Jesus Christ. Let Rob do it.
You should ask. We could three-way with him and y'all.
You can three-way with him.
You should ask.
Person in the... on the forum, tell us, saying his ass looked like an elbow.
Wow, I can't believe he stood us up.
So rude.
Oh, no, he suggested
it. He's the one who suggested in the email.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah, we read that email, he said.
What did he say? Well, maybe it's because he's a little upset.
About
because
what?
Because there weren't enough comments.
Oh, that's right.
About his ass.
Yeah, like,
I can't believe nobody reacted to that, man. That video. We got like 5 comments.
No. He's like, there weren't any comments. So I'm like, oh no, look on the video page. There's like 5 comments. He's like, yeah, that's what I mean. There was only 5 comments.
All over my penis and face.
So Sid's idea was that on this edition of the live cast, if everybody listening can just take a few moments out of their day and leave a comment talking about, because Sean's not going to listen to the episode. He never listens to any episode that he's not on.
Yeah, he's never going
to
hear those.
So if you could just leave a comment on this week's episode about how, like, wow, guys, awesome episode. It's like I didn't even miss Sean at all.
Or just even make it episode specific. Throw out, like, your favorite new metal band. Just make it like it was a really interesting show that sparked a lot of conversation.
Try to include in, like, it was so funny because Sean wasn't there. Say something negative about Sean so he could, like, get really confused.
No, that'll be too obvious
too
for
obvious.
Everyone.
Okay,
mix it up.
If the person
above you says something about Sean, don't say anything.
Yeah, that'll be the rule. We want every other one.
Alternate.
Work together. Teamwork,
now,
people.
Now, guys, think about the greater good here. Like, the few seconds out of your day that you take, we'll get Sean so pissed off because he lives and breathes by comments, apparently. Views and downloads are not enough of a metric for him for the success of our show.
Or really obscure references.
Yeah.
I mean, now, the fact that he didn't see any comments there, you're saying now he's butthurt figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
By the way, Shankletown said Noah is used to people above her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Like, in what sense?
Well, he was talking about the comments. Like, if the person above you said something, you know.
Oh.
Whatever.
Just on the topic of nu metal, I was actually interviewed recently by another website, noisecreep.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it for your serious show? Or?
It was just about me in general.
Oh,
so they interviewed me about Metal Injection too.
Were there enough comments on the article?
Yeah.
There were.
How many comments did you
there
have?
There weren't enough
Noise
comments.
Creeps
more or less
guy.
Than the video.
Yeah. But one of the questions was, how did you get into metal? And, like, I really thought about it. I'm like, do I really want to tell this? It's a little embarrassing to be, like, the, the face of Metal Injection and whatever. And my story about how I got into metal is pretty lame. Have I talked about it on the show? Where the way I got into metal is through wrestling, because Diamond Dallas Page would come out to a fake rendition of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I got into Nirvana, and then eventually, like, heavier stuff.
They already knew it in the chat, by the way. They started saying DDP before you even went into
it. Well, yeah, because of the interview. I said it in the interview.
Oh, I thought you held that back from the interview.
At first I was like, should I mention this?
Wait, you took your pants off?
Yes, I definitely responded. It was an email interview, but I responded to all the questions naked.
Okay. Yeah, on his feet.
He let it hang loose.
But, yeah, at first I was like, I don't know if I should say this or just whatever. But then I was like, no, fuck it. This is legitimately
very candid
how I got into it. And this
self
is
high five.
Self high five.
And people were like, oh, the original version is so much better. And I'm like, well, why don't I check it out? And I'm like, oh, this is better.
How did they not
get this album
sued for this, though?
Well, these are all, like, they would do a bunch of these.
But this,
like,
is so close to it.
But that's how it's just off enough that it's fine. And, like, Raven's WCW song was also Nirvana's. I think it was Come As You Are.
Come.
There's a whole industry of people doing sound-alike songs because it's cheaper than getting the rights.
Yeah, but that one, though, it was right on. I mean, it's the same song.
Yeah.
With no vocals.
Maybe the
laws
are different.
Jericho had a Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Jericho's song was public domain, though. That was like, because you would hear it on ESPN, SportsCenter, and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's Lex Luger's music, you know. Where's Jericho's? You got it?
Yes, I think so.
WCW used to always use public domain songs.
This is just even flow.
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
How do they get away with that?
It's just off and up. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've seen cases where a band gets sued and it's like three notes sound the same. So how do they justify this?
Maybe you just put it out and hope that you don't get sued?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess they're like, what are the odds that Eddie Vedder is watching Nitro?
Yeah, Fiddle just mentioned the Hardy Boys also had
it. Oh, yeah, their entrance was totally public domain. But
that I'd have heard on SportsCenter.
Chris Benoit's entrance theme. This is just a porno song. I would hear this in pornos all the time. And it would really...
How did they think this fits Chris Benoit?
I don't know.
Like, it's just... It's like hip, like party hip-hop, like, for kids. For kids to dance to at a party.
Yeah.
That's what you think of when you think of Chris Benoit.
You always hear this on, like, baseball.
Infomercials.
Yeah.
It's the new Snuggie. Snuggie Extreme.
No, it's more like when people are running around. Like, you can fight joint pain with, you know.
Snuggie Extreme.
The Bowflex. That's a good one. The Bowflex will get you ripped. Thank you, Velociraptors.
My favorite theme is the Steiner's CCW theme.
Oh, it's a story of two brothers, Rick and Scott.
Yes.
Charles Bronson is in the chat, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. And he said Robbo was a fan of El Dandy.
Oh, I was such a fan of
I loved El Dandy and Liz Mark Jr.
I was more a fan of Villano number 3, La Parca.
La Parca was the chairman.
The chairman
still,
of the board.
He's still wrestling, and he's like 150 pounds.
He's
everywhere.
Wrestling now as L.A. Park because
he
lost the trademark to it, so someone else is wrestling as La Parca.
But wouldn't you just rent the suit out to someone and say it's you and let him do
like Gallagher?
He's so fat.
Maybe we should do a whole entrance theme music break one week.
They want to hear American Males, too.
Oh, the best, worst entrance theme ever.
Yeah, Shankletown just pointed out this song is I Can't Drive 55.
Oh, you're right. This is,
I can't drive 55.
Here we go.
American Males. Their Titantron for this looked like a preview trailer for a gay porno. Did you ever see it?
No.
They're just sitting on rocks, topless, like dressed as Chippendales guys. Yeah.
American Male.
Did they have Muppets sing this?
It's like a Devo song.
Sorta. I mean, the vocals are.
It's the same Steinerlein singer.
Yeah, he did all of these. Sting, too.
American Male.
American Male.
All right, I think
it's
we've
a deep voiced man singing about two men.
Gay American man. I want to stick it in your asshole, cocaine. You're an American male, and so am I.
What was that other one, Sting? Play the Sting one. Because that America Sting. That's the same guy, right?
I don't remember the Sting theme. I remember there was a Hulk Hogan theme that was like the...
I want to figure out who that guy was and, like, let him do a metal injection song.
It's the story of a podcast with five people.
You know, just let him just think about our life.
Yeah. Maybe we should just get Hank Williams. Hank Williams Jr.
He's at a point now.
Maybe this is Hank Williams.
American male.
We should really do a wrestling podcast. This is ridiculous. This is too much to talk about. Oh, this wasn't the same guy, I guess. I apologize.
No.
This is a woman. Wait, is this a woman?
I think so, but I'm like 95% this is a woman.
Is this Taproot, Rob?
Yes.
I think Start a Line was recorded by Hoobastank.
Let's bring it all back with one of Goldberg's entrance themes.
Crush Him.
Crush Him by Megadeth. Which Goldberg is actually in the music video for this.
I didn't mind this song, but not as a wrestling theme.
The hook is pretty hilarious.
Crush.
It doesn't matter. Crush, like, yeah. Anything Dave Mustaine does, I just like it. I don't know. It's like, even his shitty stuff, I like.
Even his Santorum endorsement.
I just love his voice. No, I'm talking about musically. Anything else he does is a disaster.
Crush him.
Well, I guess you can't say he's anti-Semitic. He's doing music for Jews.
Wait, Goldberg's Jewish? I'm burning this MP3.
Oh, to a CD?
Fucking kike.
Oh.
Calm down, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
He needs to have at least one Jewish guy in his life.
Well
he has a
Marty attorney. Friedman, isn't that enough?
No, he's not friends with Marty anymore.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
There we go.
Marty Friedman was a money-grubbing Jew bastard.
Bridge.
Dave Ellison with short hair is pretty funny. Here we go.
Twice and be crushed. Crush him. Crush him.
That's it. That's it.
Aww. Crush. And then Goldberg's original music was way better than that.
Yeah, but that was also like a public domain.
Yes, it was. It worked.
Yeah.
And then they did Goldberg with this.
Oh, Goldberg. Fantastic.
I miss that era.
Give us a call. 646-929-1357. We want to know your favorite wrestling entrance themes.
And what age did you start watching wrestling? How old are you?
Out of the womb. Sister.
Really?
It was not in the delivery.
I mean, I don't have any, like, memory of the first time I watched wrestling, but in the early 80s, wrestling was really, really big, and my family watched wrestling, and we would, like, get together, and my earliest memories are just getting together with my entire family and, like, watching Saturday night's main event, which was, like, the big free show that they would have every few months, or, like, going over to my cousin's house. And my cousins, like, hiding me so we could watch, like, the last match of the main event.
Yeah, that's why they were hiding you.
Well, that's where I learned my fingering technique.
If this was analogous to your metal story, then you would have gotten into wrestling by watching really embarrassing wrestling.
So I watched a lot of GLOW.
I have a GLOW
with the gorgeous
DVD.
Ladies of
There's
wrestling.
Nothing wrong with GLOW.
Oh, no, so bad. Remember Roller Games that used to come on after that?
I never watched that.
But like Roller Derby?
It was totally fake and fixed Roller Derby. Mm-hmm. It was like wrestling, but with a Roller Derby rink.
But listen, it was hard-hitting and edgy compared to GLOW.
That's true.
They had heel teams on and good teams.
The T-Birds, was that one of them?
T-Birds, yep. And Hot Flash.
My mom was on that team.
Oh, the Dominators. Was that a menopause joke?
It must have been.
Flash Funk in the chat asked if I ever watched NWA. I didn't really get into NWA or WCW stuff until I got a little older because
cable.
I didn't have cable.
It was on Channel 11.
So, yeah, I mean, worldwide I would watch every once in a while, but that was about it. So I didn't really have much exposure.
You got exposed to The Gambler versus Scotty Riggs.
Yeah, exactly.
AWA?
No,
I was just going to ask you if you ever watched American Gladiators.
Yeah, it would be right on after. It would be on right after, like.
Yeah,
Superstar.
I remember that.
So
yeah.
I always wanted to do their final, their final competition.
Oh, when they
shoot
the fucking tennis
ball. I would lay down
yeah.
good money to see Rob run that
but,
obstacle
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like looking back now that I think about it, I'd be like, there would be no way. That was so athletic.
As a kid, you might be able to.
Yeah, I could barely climb up a flight of stairs, let alone that that reverse escalator that they make you start out with. But that was I really liked American Gladiators.
That's because of the pot. How do you expect to climb this obstacle if you're smoking the pot?
I've been watching wrestling since I was a little baby. And my cousins got out of it, and my family obviously was over it. And then I would, for some reason, still keep watching it. And everyone would be like, when are you going to grow out of this, Rob? Over it.
Not so much.
I don't know. Kind of over it now, but I still follow it.
Yeah, I don't think you're kind of over it. Yeah.
I'm definitely not as into it. I'm more into the backstage stuff, just reading about all the gossip. And
that's even worse.
I know.
Well, even people who are into wrestling, some aren't into that. So
yeah,
if you're into that,
that's why
really
it's
wrestling.
It's really boring.
Well, the way I look at it is that I'm into wrestling really hardcore, but it sucks. So it's like following a bad sports team. You know,
yeah.
But you don't stop.
You hope that they get better.
Right. Yeah. You keep, but you're still into the sport itself, even though
I feel a battered wife, like a Rihanna.
Oh,
to
she's not a wife.
Chris Brown.
But we one up them because we don't pay them any money ever.
Yeah.
No.
That's my compromise.
Well, you
I will
pay
never
with
spend
your time.
Any
I guess. You just want to make me feel bad.
This is an intervention to get you two to stop watching wrestling.
No, there's got to be something about it that you subconsciously like that you just can't.
I like it enough to. I mean, I like the whole. It's something that I love so much that even when it's bad, I get enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like the role playing aspect of it.
What?
Like the fantasy.
What fantasy? Why do you have
you
anything,
get to
why
be characters?
Anything sexual?
I don't know. I'm trying to analyze why you're
it
so.
Can
obsessed
be,
with it
can be. It can be interesting. It could be interesting. It could be a fun.
I think
thing
Noah's
done right.
Projecting onto us her own personal fantasies about
yes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yes, I don't know who that is.
No, she's a Sheamus fan because he's a ginger.
Oh.
He's a really white, pale white.
Yes,
guy.
We know that you
like
ginger.
He has no personality.
I think he's gotten better. You know, he was kind of boring when
Sheamus.
He started.
We're all gearing up for WrestleMania. We're gonna have a WrestleMania party at Noah's house.
Are we doing the show early that day?
Yeah, we're gonna do it a little early
when
so we
that?
Can watch April 1st. First
I'm
week
not
going to
be here.
Awesome.
Why are you not going to be here?
I'm going to be in Texas.
Oh.
That Sunday and then the following Sunday.
Well, Sean probably won't be here, judging how he missed 11 of the last 14 shows.
Yeah.
So it'll just be three of us.
If you were
responded to my text.
If you were here, would you have stuck around for WrestleMania? Would
what's
you
the main event?
John Cena versus The Rock.
Yeah,
I don't
not
consider that. That's the last match.
CM Punk versus Chris Jericho is the match that I'm most looking for.
That's
Chris Jericho is actually going to fight?
Yeah. WrestleMania is the biggest payday of the year. Everyone wants to get on it. You can get millions of dollars from wrestling in the main event.
Wow.
Yeah, because the way they figure out the pay is they do revenue shares of all the buys for the pay-per-view.
Wait, what about that Hacksaw Jim Duggan guy?
He is taping a reality show called Legends House. With a bunch of other old timers.
But he also just wrestled a match. I guess they
he
put
was in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but he wrestled a match too.
That's right.
Santino.
Yeah.
But they probably brought him on to promote the Legends House, right? I mean,
yeah. Oh, and Triple H versus Undertaker in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that should actually
Undertaker's
Triple H is
again?
In it.
Yeah.
Triple H is all right when people lug him to a good match. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he sucks when he's against someone
Hell
else.
Hell in a Cell is good when both guys are committed to doing crazy shit.
Well,
Triple H
it's
is really,
it's evolved past that, I feel like. There's no more crazy spots like Mankind used to do.
But they do let Undertaker do more crazy shit than other people. Like, they let him pile
that's
drive.
Why his,
how old is The Undertaker?
40-something, 44.
That's young for wrestling.
43, 44.
I think he's broken. He only wrestles one.
He can only wrestle once a year, and after he's done wrestling, he's, like, broken in half.
Oh, my goodness.
By God.
He's broken in half, King.
No.
How old is he?
Not Undertaker, the funeral
Rob's on
director.
Wikipedia.
He's 46.
Disambiguation page. Yeah. 46? That's older than I thought.
That's younger than I thought. I thought he was in his 50s.
No.
Triple H, 42. Ric Flair, any guesses?
61.
63.
What happened to
63.
Bam!
Heenan.
That was close.
Hulk Hogan.
$1. $1.
He had throat cancer.
Hulk Hogan, 61.
Okay. Oh, my God. He looks so scary now.
Yeah.
58, Hulk Hogan. Wow.
Yep.
Oof, still, really.
I always thought that Ric Flair was way older than Hulk Hogan, though.
Yeah.
I guess not.
He didn't
Bobby,
have...
Bobby has cancer. Very sad.
Hasn't he had cancer since, like, 1997?
No, the 2000s.
What about Viscera? How old is he?
God. Where's Gangrel? What does he do now? Is he still doing weird goth porn?
His wife is dead.
Did
Viscera's
he do?
Wife or Gangrel's wife?
Viscera had a wife.
He was married to Luna Vachon.
Oh, ugh, lucky him.
Remember when Viscera interviewed New York from the Flavor Flav
what?
Oh, my
show?
God,
no.
That happened?
Yeah, I wrote about it on our blog.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They used to, WWE used to do these things where they would have a wrestler interview some celebrity.
Okay.
Like they had John Cena interview Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And so on. So they had Viscera interview New York.
Did he try to get with that?
Yes, he kept flirting with her. Yeah, baby.
And was she into it?
Well, it was a transcript, so I couldn't put together whether they were in the same room.
It wasn't like shot by on video?
No. Well, I don't know. What I saw online was a transcript.
It was just a transcript.
That's,
the
fuck?
The funny thing about it is imagine like she's flirting with this dude and she's like doesn't know that he's like 450 pounds and has titties.
It's like a bad Craigslist hookup. You show up to the restaurant, you're like, oh.
Yeah, baby, I'm going to come by and see you later. We're going to eat. You know what I mean? We're going to go to the buffet table, not me.
I mean, really, Viscera is basically a fat Flavor Flav. Like, what's the difference?
That's true. But she didn't want Flavor Flav either. She wanted to get famous.
Yeah. She could be a diva on the WWEs.
Well, really, what's more degrading, being a diva or doing a stupid show?
Yeah. Well, she got her own show.
Well, she's equally degrading.
True.
Right.
But at least her name's on. Well, New York is on it.
So why do that and endanger your body, too, in a fucking wrestling match?
True. I suppose. Well, Viscera will protect her. She'll be fine.
The fiddle in the chat. No, would you rather fuck Mark Henry or Viscera?
No. You have to fuck one of them.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be Mark Henry.
Yeah, I guess Mark Henry is a little bit better than Viscera.
Flash Funk says Noah would fuck New Jack.
Would you? He's in shape. He's fit.
Ugh.
He might staple your head, though.
He's crazy.
He might, or make you smoke some crack.
He's killed some motherfuckers.
But at least he ain't Viscera.
He went out with Terry Reynolds, New Jack, and he had naked photos of her, and then she sued him for him not to release
this guy
him.
Looks like he would just like beat the shit out of
me. Yeah, he would.
Noah, why are these guys all black? Noah, would you fuck Kofi Kingston?
I don't know.
Who would you fuck?
Sava Simba?
Would you fuck Little Haiti? Little Haiti, come on, anybody?
Why do we always end the shows with these?
I don't know, but I love it.
What about Dusty Rhodes' forehead or his splotch?
His forehead.
Would you fuck Dusty Rhodes' splotch?
Dusty Rhodes'
give
splotch,
him splotch
isn't black, though.
No, Dusty Rhodes. No.
Would you fuck
the Dusty Rhodes.
Special Delivery Jones?
Isn't he dead?
Well?
I think SD is
the
dead.
The Honky Tonk Man.
He's not black. Norman Smiley, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Junkyard Dog. What about Junkyard Dog?
I don't know who that is.
Doom. Would you get three-way powered by Doom?
What about Akeem, the African Dream?
he was
not
what?
Black.
Oh, Bad News Brown. How about Bad News Brown? He's from Harlem.
He's too, I think.
Yeah,
no, wasn't Bad News Brown Canadian?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not black?
The character
he's from Harlem.
The character was from Harlem.
How about Virgil?
Stevie Ray?
Ugh.
Virgil,
ugh.
You would?
You would do Virgil?
Would you?
I don't like men. But he's an attractive man, I could say that.
He's sort of like an ashy Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he in his heyday. Now he's like
Don Cheadle.
He's like 55 now.
Orlando Jordan.
Whose autograph is more expensive, Virgil or Don Cheadle's?
Virgil, because he charges like 10 times what it's worth. But that doesn't mean anyone buys it.
Darren, would you fuck Judy Bagwell?
I don't know what she looked like. Oh, his mother? His mother? I don't remember what she looked like.
Former WCW World Tag Team Champion Judy Bagwell.
I don't remember what she looked like. Give me a picture.
She looks like Jeff's mom.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
His mother's not dead.
Well, still. She will be soon.
Probably. Oh, what? Are you going to kill her?
How old is she? She's probably up there.
Somebody knows. So did Ric Flair.
There you go.
Oh, this
wow.
is a terrible
I can't believe we've killed pretty much the whole second hour talking about wrestling.
It was great.
The Goon.
Bill Irwin, the Goon. Noah, would you fuck...
Colonel DeBeers.
Oh, no, I was going to say Repo Man, Barry Darso, a.k.a. Smash
of Demolition. Would you get gangbanged by all
She's not answering any of these.
Yeah, she's just waiting. We
become
just
a statue.
Noah, which wrestlers would you have sex with?
That's a good question.
Edge.
Okay.
I was just asked Shelton Benjamin's mama or Karma. Who would I rather fuck? I think Karma is actually not bad, honestly.
Who's Karma?
Awesome Kong, yeah. I think she has a nice face. She's just enormously fat.
And who's Shelton Benjamin's mama is actually someone that they use? Or
it was an actress. It wasn't his real mother. But she was like she looked like Esther Roll. Yeah, she was nasty.
Karma, Awesome Kong sort of looks like Esther Roll.
She makes faces, though. Like she's being an evil heel, you know?
No, that's... That's terrible.
Yeah,
that
I
is
guess.
Is that a mugshot?
Yeah.
What was she arrested for?
That's a bad pick. When they put makeup on her,
what's Booker T's wife? Booker T's wife?
You're telling me she's really hideous there? She's all right.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
What do you think about Trish Stratus?
I think she's really hot.
Quite pretty.
What about now?
What happened to her? She got hit by a car?
No,
she
looks
a little
bit different.
Of work done, yeah.
Let's see. I'll take a look and give you my expert opinion. It's the same.
She looks worse, but still not bad. Her face looks very rectangular now.
I don't see a difference. Maybe I got a bad angle here.
I always liked her.
She looks like a different person, but still an attractive person.
I don't know. She looks the same to me. What'd she do?
She definitely looks different. Like, this is her, like, 10 years ago.
She looked better. I don't know why she needed surgery.
She aged, I guess. I don't see how she looks terrible.
Yeah, like, here. This is her and her.
Yeah, well, she looks 10 years older, but I don't know. It looks like she's drastically different.
Yeah. What about, what's her face? Dawn Marie.
Dawn Marie, no.
What happened to her? Really? You didn't
she's
like Dawn Marie?
She's a wife now.
She looks like a... She's whose wife?
Simon Diamond.
And what about... wasn't she Lance Storm's wife?
No.
Who was Lance Storm's wife?
Just some woman. Some broad, as Sean would say.
What about Stephanie McMahon?
Some broad.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, hell yeah.
Shankletown wants to know, would you blow The Undertaker in a coffin?
Rob.
Not in a coffin.
Oh,
here's a good one. Butterbean. Would you fuck Butterbean?
No.
I'm answering their stupid questions. Why don't you answer?
I did.
So anyone other than Edge that you're attracted to, Noah, that you can think of?
Edge looks like a woman, but that is what you like.
Triple H, the Hardy.
Oh, I know who she would like, but she doesn't know who it is. Drew McIntyre.
Look him up, Noah.
I bet you would like him because he looks like one of those skinny fucking metal guys that you like.
Rick Martel?
He was a model.
Darren, would you fuck Adrian Adonis?
No.
Ew.
He's not a
Darren.
Woman. What?
No, I would not.
Let me see.
Okay.
Ew.
You picked probably the worst picture.
He looks like such a tool.
He is a tool, but you like tools.
He looks like he's in Asking Alexandria.
You look like you like these fucking,
Leaping Lanny Poffo?
He
looks so old
now. CM Punk, no. Would you fuck CM Punk?
She would, I think.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho?
Chris Jericho, sure.
Eric Embry?
I don't know who that is.
He was a legend.
Would you do a three-way with the Conquistadors? I gotta say, but when we ask all these questions, it has to be, would you fuck them if they weren't famous. There's their look.
Is it today or like back in the day when they were at their prime?
All right, let's say at any point the best they ever looked, but they're not famous. They're just a guy that looks exactly like, you know, Eric Embry.
No.
Okay.
You found a picture of Eric Embry?
Yes.
Larry Zbyszko. I'm not going to dignify that one.
What are some more obscure 80s
Dancing
rappers?
Darren Dilke. I never did. Oh, I did do dancing, actually. That's right.
Flash LaRue. God
damn.
Yeah,
we're getting bombarded here.
Rey Mysterio.
I would not fuck Rey Mysterio. She looked right at me when she
Dude,
said
he would
that.
Make you such delicious chorizo afterwards.
Yeah.
I'd work it's a match with him.
And he can wear the mask. You won't even see his face.
They remembered that. Wow, Dominican Darren Delgado. Yep. Came out with my dominoes. And a headband. To salsa music. Do you remember that? I explained it on the show
yeah.
once. But
I you want to explain it again?
Yeah, explain it again.
I
remember.
I used to get, I would come out, do a character, get hit with a chair, lose my memory, and become a different character that started with a D.
Darren was in a local pro wrestling league.
Yeah. Well,
One notch above a backyard wrestling
yeah.
organization.
But because, did I blade? Once or twice I did.
We never played for the
guy who we used to, the guy who we used to rent the ring from used to really give us shit for any little thing we did. So we used to shy away from doing extreme crap. But
what does blade mean?
It means cut yourself intentionally to make it look like you're, well, to make yourself bleed, not look like you're bleeding. But
so yeah, so what were some of the things you came out as to be that third D in 3D?
It was Dominican, deranged. I was like a mental patient from a hospital, and I don't know, off the top of my head, I can't remember any right now. But
Shanklesound says, a circle jerk doesn't count as a wrestling league.
Darren. No, it actually was a wrestling
league. No, we did.
We've seen tapes.
We actually did it a little better quality than some of the other guys that were doing the same thing. But there were people that sucked at it, and there were people who actually contributed to it being good.
Yeah, I remember.
Delicious. That was another one.
What
Delicious.
Was that, one?
That was like I was like a lover boy guy, you know, like Rick Rude, basically.
Shouldn't you have been a chef?
What?
Delicious?
Oh. No, it was like being a stripper, a male stripper.
It's kind of like how Darren acts when he goes to King's Plaza. Delicious there.
That's the local mall here in Brooklyn, King's Plaza.
My charm good is work. More being natural, Noah. Oh, Danzig Darren Delgado. That's a good one. If I ever wrestle again.
What would be a Danzig Derek Delgado? Darren
I don't know.
Delgado
just yell, I'd bring bricks
if,
out.
If you would be facing the Ultimate Warrior at the next pay per view, what would the promo be?
Hey, Ultimate Warrior! I'm going to kick your ass in WrestleMania with a brick.
What would Danzig's finisher be?
Oh, God. Good question.
It would be the twist of Kane. It should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be a twisting, like the Honky Tonk Man's twisting neck breaker or whatever. It could just be the twist of Kane.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Well, wrapping up.
We did it, you guys. We made it 2 hours without Sean Grazines. How did we do it without our 15th
Didn't we
mic?
Do that like 100 times before he joined the show?
It's true.
True.
Still
True.
Hasn't replied to my text. I don't know. He might have actually died from his infection.
I want to remind everybody to please leave a comment on this episode.
And on his
We
paper.
Never ask for anything.
Yeah, just this one episode because Sean is really serious about the comments. He wants to see user interaction. So we want to give it to him when he's not here. Just leave a comment. Great show, you guys. You know, love the wrestling talk, hated the wrestling talk, whatever. Then, of course, some of you, please sprinkle in. It's been so much better without Sean, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
look at that. Don't make it look like we're asking for this.
You know what the best thing is? We can say all this because he never listens to the show.
Yes,
right.
And there's already one Facebook post on his Facebook saying, hope your ass gets well soon. So it's starting.
Good.
Yeah, and
good.
Also go to his Facebook page and wish his ass well.
His ass infection.
Because we don't want him to be butthurt about his butthurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
BRB, I'm coming on my BBQ, asks, but what if he never comes back? Well, sir, Sean is quite the attention whore. He will be back.
Yeah.
And then missed three
and
more
then
shows in a row.
Three more episodes.
Yeah.
So
Shankletown's angling for Sean's seat.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Should we play a vacation close out the show?
Absolutely.
It's been a fantastic time.
Someone wants Lonnie to join.
Lonnie has
too.
Two
yeah.
children.
It's true.
Let's just go to his house and we'll podcast from
there. Oh, yeah.
You should bring over the kids.
Oh, my God. That would
Let's have
be
a kid
idea.
Cast.
We won't smoke.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go to the other room.
He knows the invitation is out there. I'm sure he'll find some time at some point.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
So not with his children.
And thank everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Ken Pierce, Superintendent Chalmers, says in the chat, we don't want to crash his web server from all the hits we would send him.
Yeah.
If he had him. We're trying to get Dave Hill back on the show. He's a little busy because he's...
Whatever. Was he doing the King of Miami? Is that still going on?
No. But he's in London right now doing stand-up.
Again?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. Does he do the Dave Hill experience over there? Explosion?
I'm not sure.
No. I've never seen him just do stand-up.
Well, he's got that and he's got the book now, right?
Yeah, he's out. Putting out a book soon.
We all getting free copies?
Tasteful Nudes. No. Raul Masvidal will be the special guest next week, Flash yes. Funk. Thank you for making that request.
Cool.
Let's get out of here. Play us out. Go, go.
Better not be that loud.